Interim. The room is full of you. As I came in and closed the door behind me all at once, a something in the air, intangible yet stiff with meaning, struck my senses sick. Sharp, unfamiliar odors have destroyed each other room's dear personality. The heavy scent of damp funeral flowers, the very essence, hushed, distilled of death, has strangled that habitual breath of home whose expiration leaves all houses dead. And where soe'er I look is hideous change, save here. Here, 'twas as if a weed-choked gate had opened at my touch, and I stepped into some long-forgot, enchanted, strange, sweet garden of a thousand years ago, and suddenly thought, I have been here before. You are not here. I know that you are gone and will not ever enter here again. And yet it seems to me, if I should speak, your silent step must wake across the hall. If I should turn my head, that your sweet eyes would kiss me from the door. So short a time to teach my life its transposition to this difficult and unaccustomed key. The room is as you left it. Your last touch, a thoughtless pressure, knowing not itself as saintly, hallows now each simple thing. Hallows and glorifies and glows between the dust's gray fingers like a shielded light. This is your book, just as you laid it down, face to the table. I cannot believe that you are gone. Just then it seemed to me you must be here. I almost laughed to think how like reality the dream had been, yet knew before I laughed, and so was still that book outspread just as you laid it down. Perhaps you thought, I wonder what comes next, and whether this or this will be the end. So rose and left it, thinking to return. Perhaps that chair, when you arose and passed out of the room, rocked silently a while, ere it again was still. When you were gone forever from the room, perhaps that chair, stirred by your movement, rocked a little while, silently, to and fro.